Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
We are thrilled to bring you the chairman, the chief executive officer of Dow Chemical, Andrew Liver. Sir, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Very good. I want you to state the case of Dow Chemical. You don't sell to the end user. You sell to other manufacturers. State your case now that we need to keep this glut of gas in the United States.
Well, very simply put, one report is not an energy policy. And we at Dow for the last decade or so have been arguing that the country should look at an energy policy. Just to be very clear, we are for free markets. We are for exports. This is not a question of one or the other. It's a question of a holistic look at how we can take this wonderful resource that has been discovered really in the last 5 years. And if the energy producers are correct, and I hope they are, we have 100 years of supply. Let's not rush. We've just got new estimates on reserves, new estimates on production. Why are we rushing to put export of all of this in place in a hurry with the first license already being issued? Let's look at the case for value add inside of our economy and exports.
Right.
Put the case together. And when you put that case together, you get some pretty stark numbers. And look, just 5 years ago, we were looking at the same reports, were saying we'd be a massive importer.
That's fair.
And like Yogi Berra once said, the future ain't what it used to be. Let's not rush to a conclusion.
Un-American. Stop the interview. How can an Australian quote Yogi Berra? I want to understand why someone from Darwin, Queensland, can quote Yogi Berra. That's un-American. That is a Sarah. Jump in here, please.
Well,
I want to get back to the economics of this energy question, because why not open demand to the rest of the world to encourage more drilling in this country, more energy production, more supply, and create more jobs, because we do have a jobs problem?
We have a massive jobs problem. So, Sarah, exactly to your point, right now there are $90 billion of investments on the books in America, 100 projects, 20 times value add. Instead of a dollar being exported overseas to somebody else to get the advantage, we can actually create $20 inside the economy. That's several million jobs on the books that would be threatened if we exported a good chunk of this gas. Now, my home country of Australia has got it wrong, so that's why I'm quoting Yogi Berra. They export 90% of their gas to these same countries. Mm-hmm. The domestic gas price is at the world oil price and has crushed the manufacturing sector.
That's a very good point.
And not just the manufacturing sector. Not just the manufacturing sector, but the consumer. The consumer pays more for electricity in Australia than what they do in Japan.
Right.
That is nonsense.
Mr. Liver,
so you should... There are six... Yes, go ahead.
Well, I want to get back, just in the time we've got remaining, to the transformation of Dow Chemical. Are you going to get Dow Chemical back to the cash flow producer that it was a number of years ago? It's been a painful decade, hasn't it?
Well, transformation of a 115-year-old company is not for the lighthearted, and it's also for the companies that have lasted that long to take big bets on the future. And our bet on the future is very simple. High technology, high innovation, and low energy inputs are the future of our company. High IQ and low cost together. We've invested in R&D, $9 billion in the last 5 years. We have over 500 R&D projects that are commercializing as we speak. And this is the new Dow. The new Dow, and it's our third large large transformation in our 115-year storied history. But low-cost natural gas in this country is a must for the future of this country. It's not corn. You know, exporting corn is wonderful. The value add for corn is eating a taco. The value add for natural gas is 20 times.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there.
Just that one thought.
Mr. Livers, thank you so much.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.